붙잡 내가 미쳐 흐리만 본추 붙잡 내가 미쳐 praise and the spirit of heaviness shall fade away. You put on the garment, oh my brother. If you put on the garment, praise my Lord. If you put on the garment, hallelujah. And the spirit of heaviness shall fade away. If you put on the garment. Hallelujah, if you put on the garment, praise God, if you put him on, and the spirit of heaviness shall fade away, if you put on the garment of praise. I am under that rock, rock that's higher than high. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. Go tell my enemy, I am under that rock. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. Rock that's higher than high. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. Go tell my enemies, I am under that rock. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. In that rock I will hide. In that shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. Mudombo, mudombo, chawanda, mumumfore, nichagara, kanana mutenika, sowanda kwandiri, mudombo, nichawanda. In that rock, I will hide. In that shadow, I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. Yakanaka vangeri. Yakanaka vangeri ashe. Yakanaka vangeri. Yakanaka vangeri ashe. Chingurinda kuzakuti akanaka. Chingurinda kuzakuti akanaka. Hey, are you people serious? It looks like we're waiting for someone else to come. Let's sing. Yakanaka vangeri. Let's clap hands. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a meeting. Yakanaka vangeri. Yakanaka vangeri ashe. Yakanaka vangeri. Yakanaka vangeri ashe. Oh, chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Hallelujah, vangeri, hallelujah, hallelujah, vangeri ashe. Hallelujah, vangeri, hallelujah, hallelujah, vangeri ashe. Oh, chingurinda kuza kuti, hallelujah. Chingurinda kuza kuti, hallelujah. Chingurinda kuza kuti, hallelujah. Chingurinda kuza kuti. Rine moto vangeri, rine moto vangeri ashe. Rine moto vangeri, rine moto vangeri ashe. 오 친구리 나쿠 자쿠찌리 내 모두 자쿠찌리 내 모두 링구리 나쿠 자쿠찌리 내 모두 친구리 나쿠 자쿠찌리 내 모두 아멘. Coming from the east. Coming from the east. Coming from the west. Coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of His word. He promised through the prophet to return, to ride this trail again, to reveal His name, to teach the bride to prophesy again. Hallelujah! Coming from the east, from the east, coming from the west. Coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow child gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We're on Mount Zion, in that secret place, by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill whose glory can be hid will manifest that great and final proof. Hallelujah! Coming from the east and the west, from the south. Oh, the rainbow child gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We are the rainbow. Oh, yeah, Joshua Commission testify she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry, and she shall speak from the summit of the seven peaks. Hallelujah! Coming from the east and the west and from the south. Oh, the rainbow child gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks.
Amen. Amen. Now, Brother Crosby was speaking today, and he was speaking a little bit about slogans in the message. And some of those songs, if you're not careful, they just become slogans. You know, we sing a song without really understanding what we're singing. Let's sing a song which we can really all get ourselves into as we come to the Word. Let's sing the song, I Bless Your Name. Because I think every single one of us here tonight would desire to bless His name. You know, to give Him the glory. And when you give Him the glory, He really does come down. So we do welcome everybody this evening. So wonderful to have Brother Crosby Maliko and his wife, Sister Florence. Most of the saints here do know them. And to the youth that have come, it's wonderful to see you here this evening. We hope Brother Tom was going to come, but it seems he hasn't come with his church, the youth. But still, as we always say, there's one we want to be here, and that's Jesus. And as long as Jesus is here, what a wonderful time that you're going to have. So let's sing that song. Let's get our hearts in tune now to quieten ourselves down as we come to the Word.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Oh, they began to sing.
Chains were loose.
Oh, their chains were loose. And
they were free.
I bless Your name.
I bless Your name.
Oh, I bless Your name. I give You all. I give You praise. You are the light, the truth and Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you in the mist, sometimes your mind reach out for.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 It's my humble honor to stand before you tonight. I trust that God will be a blessing to you tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do we have proper youth in the house? How are you all doing? Praise the Lord. I'm cool with it. Amen. Amen. Do we have proper youth in the house? Why are you all quiet on me then? I'm not trying to be scary like Brother Andrew, but if you choose me to be, I'll be scary then. Do we have proper youth in the house?
Yeah,
somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Give me a healthy praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my. It's wonderful to minister to the youth. Amen. Because I came to this message when I was young. So I know what this message can do to someone. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm happy to be here, and I bring greetings from our church in Leicester. And I'd like to also appreciate your pastor for giving this invitation. Amen. Whenever your pastor comes down our way, he's such a blessing. We have an opportunity to have the lobsters and the prawns that you have down here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's a good opportunity for us when Brother Andrew comes down. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Do you love Him from the depth of your heart?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Shall we bow our heads and pray as we enter into the Word? Precious Father, Lord God Almighty, I approach your throne of mercy. As a mere mortal, O God, I know that there is nothing I can do for your people. But Lord, we are depending on you, the immortal, eternal, ever present water from the rock, to come in and minister to your people. Father, you've only made us vessels, and we want to be faithful to you. And I pray that, Lord, let not our shortcomings be a hindrance to your work and to your people. Father, may you remove all the stumbling blocks and anything that might distract your child from listening to the word and paying attention to the powers that you want to talk about. Heavenly Father, we plead your blood and we pray, have your way with us. I'm here, Lord, Father, and deem it a great privilege to be your servant. I want to yield myself to you. Help me, O God, to yield to the maximum that I can. And help your people as well to receive to the maximum that they can. Father God, and at the end of it all, we want to bring praise, glory, and honor back to your holy name. Have mercy upon us indeed. If there be any sick, heal them. If there be any needy, touch them. Lord, we just don't want it to be a service, but we want it to be a special service. Father, we don't know whether it could be the last one. We are not guaranteed for tomorrow. But Lord, we want to take full advantage of this moment. We praise your holy name and we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. How many say praise the Lord? Amen. Unlike Brother Andrew, I like a bit of noise. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you all quiet on me, you frighten me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a difference in flavor. Amen. I can't be invited and behave like Brother Andrew. Amen. I've got to behave like me. Amen. So I like a bit of noise. And I know you can produce some noise. Hallelujah. One might say, well, noise is fanaticism. Let me tell you why I like a bit of some noise. In the message, Brother Branham speaks about spirits. And he says there's a spirit, amen, that dominates people. And it comes, it makes a noise in the spiritual wave. So you want to pray. It comes and depresses you. And it begins to make more noise than you. But you can't hear the noise, but you just kneel down and you just can't pray. You can't break through. It's that spirit that suppresses you. So when I discover that it makes noise and it shuts me down, I've always thought that if I can make more noise than this spirit, greater is he that's in me than he that's in that spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. How many have ever tried to pray and all the words that can come out of your mouth are, Lord, you know my heart. Lord, have mercy. And you spend hours kneeling and not saying anything. That demon will be hovering on top of you and making much more noise than you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my brother. Amen. It's good to see familiar faces. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Good to see Brother Scotty. God bless you, sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt so bad. You know, Brother George paid us a visit a few weeks back. And I didn't realize that Brother Scott had been in a serious accident that almost could have taken his sight. But thank God, God delivered him. Amen. Amen. When things like that happen, send us a text. We might maybe just say a few words in prayer. And you never know how far that can go. Praise the Lord. Shall we turn to our Bibles? I never take any time before God as temporal. And I'm not going to take this sermon or this service as just a youth meeting. To me, it can mean the difference to someone's life. Right. Amen. Because I received this message when I was a teenager. Amen. And it has kept me thus far. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just celebrated my 40th birthday. I married in the message. Praise the Lord. My wife came as a teenager as well. Amen. And we've been going on just the same. Praise the Lord. She loves me for who I am. And I give you to understand, when she fell in love with me, I had a six-pack. But now I only have one pack. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we are still together. So if it was for the six-pack, we could have divorced in the 2 years of marriage, because by that time it had dissolved into one pack. Praise the Lord. So if she loved me for who I am, we are still together. So to all you single sisters that think that you can love a man for how he looks, I want you to understand that Brother George at some point he had a full head. And he had a box cut for that matter. He had the coolest hairstyle in town. Praise the Lord. Do you remember that, Brother Andy? And even Brother Andy had a head full of hair at some point. Praise the Lord. So, but something that has kept us going is something that's anchored deep down our souls. And if we can impart that tonight, then our mission is worth it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Brother Scotty had good wavy black hair. Praise the Lord. Very handsome. He had such a beaming smile. It's gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, to all you young fellows who like to follow fashions and all, let me tell you, There was nobody as fashionable as Brother George. The brother was cool, you know what I'm saying? He followed all the trends. But hey, there comes a time when that fades away. Amen. So if you are caught up in those things, amen, give it a few years, they will fade away. Hallelujah. But there is nothing, amen, that will make the gospel fade away. Amen. It's the ever-present water from the rock. Amen. I introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. He does not fade away. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Genesis chapter 15. It's a familiar account of Abraham. It says, and after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I'm thy shield and thine exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of mine house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my own house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he said unto him, all these, and he took unto him all these, and he divided them in the midst, and laid each one piece against the other, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abraham drove them away. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me read again another portion. Isaiah chapter 13 from verse 19. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellence, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. This is in the middle of the Bible. And we know that Babylon, amen, there was the actual Babylon, which was also a type of the real Babylon, which we have today, praise the Lord. I don't know whether we are free to criticize the Catholics since we are in Ireland. We don't want to create any problems for you. Are we free to preach the full gospel in here?
Amen.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall there be shepherds make their fold there. Praise the Lord. Shepherds don't make their fold in Babylon. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. Praise the Lord. And the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's Babylon in the middle of the Bible. And while we're still standing, I also want to go to Revelation chapter 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils. And the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Praise the name of the Lord. Shall we pray again? Father God, thou knowest my heart, how nervous I am before your people. Like the prophet told us that if I had the literal blood of Jesus Christ, I would handle it with caution and care. Oh God, Father, the responsibility you've given us to preach to your people and your children is so great. I plead your blood. Can you please come and undertake for us? And we also pray, may you bless these words and this sermon, that your people might take it as an experience. This I ask as I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be sitting in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
I will not attempt to teach from those scriptures, because I believe your church has one of the best teachers of this message. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I will take a sermon out of the lines that I've taken from Genesis chapter 14, where Abraham was told to take some animals and split them. And then it says, when the fowls came, Abraham drove them away with a stick. So I want to take a title from that verse, and I want to preach about drive the fowls away. Praise the Lord. Many times when you hear the word fowls, you don't quite understand what it's talking about. We just read it as a story in the Bible, but it's far more greater than just a story. Praise the Lord. There is a reality that's underneath that scripture. And watch how the scripture came into being. It was Abram, before he was changed to Abraham, that was involved in this story. Praise the Lord. He was in a vision. And in that vision, amen, the Holy Spirit said to him, fear not. Amen. And then he began to have a conversation in the vision, having a conversation with God. And God began to tell him, I'm thine exceeding great reward and thy shield. I will protect you. I will bless you. Began to give him and unfold some promises. And then Abraham, after having been told that I'm going to be a blessing to you, he still says, how shall I know that you are going to perform what you have said? Praise the name of the Lord. And at that point, Abraham, God just switches gear and puts them before these creatures. He said, take these creatures, amen, split them into two, except for the birds. And then when he did that, God showed him the horror of darkness, and as the story goes. And then for a man that's asking for a confirmation for the blessings that God has promised him, God tells him, amen, a completely different story to what he's expecting. It would have been normal for God to say, okay, I'll bless you because I did it for Job. I gave Job all that he needed because Job existed before Abraham. But instead, God shows him an horror of darkness. Praise the Lord. Let's just read those scriptures again, chapter 15. Many times we want to worship God and we want reassurances in our life that God is with us, He will bless us, and all those things. Amen. But we do not want the condition for which God would bless us. If we are so determined we want God's blessings,
we should also be so determined to take his conditions for it. Praise the Lord. The responsibility that comes with being blessed of God. Amen. So in the story it says, and when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abraham drove them away. Watch the story. These fowls have no significance to what Abraham is asking. But Abraham takes responsibility to make sure that the fowls don't land on the carcass. Now, I believe at some point your pastor must have taught you that the play of the rams, the animals, and all that's represented there was also typing Christ. And how that we need to keep that sacrifice pure. Amen. How that we need to always make sure that that sacrifice, nothing defiles it. Praise the name of the Lord. But the sacrifice of Christ to us, instead of us moving with sticks to clean the sacrifice, we have our Bibles. That's right. Praise the Lord. So what does it say about the fowls? Amen. Brother Branham in the message teaches us that the fowls are spirits. Amen. And to make it more clearer, if you go to Revelation chapter 18, it speaks about Babylon, which had every foul spirit, every hateful bird was in Babylon. And we know all Babylon today is the Catholic Church, the mother, the harlot, and its children. Praise the Lord. But when you go to a Catholic church today, or tomorrow morning, you will not see, amen, cages in the church. No ways. When you go to church tomorrow, to any Catholic church, you will see a priest in the pulpit. You will see some people in the benches. You will never see a cage. But yet the Bible is saying it's filled with every hateful bird and has become a cage of every unclean spirit. So where is the unclean spirit? Hey man, this is a little bit awkward for me. You know, can I be free to move around? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you love the Lord? Praise the Lord. No offense to any Catholics or those that sympathize with Catholics. Praise the Lord. Do I have volume here? Good stuff. Praise the Lord. Now you look at these two scenarios. You've got in the beginning of the Bible, Abraham is taking care of some birds upon the sacrifices. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go into the depth of his name that it was before his change. I'm not going to go into the depth of the promises, and I'm not going to go into the depth of the sacrifice. I want to zero in on what I've come to preach about. Amen. Drive the fowls away. Praise the Lord. Drive the fowls away. Why did Abraham drive the fowls away? Amen. That's all that he needed to do, is to keep the sacrifice clean, away from the contamination of fowls. Now, if you click that word fowls to get its Hebrew meaning, it's speaking about vultures and every hateful bird, which you then find again in the middle of the Bible. Amen. When you go to Isaiah, it speaks about doleful birds, owls, satyrs. Satyrs are animals with hairs. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Branham, in the message, he tells us clues, and he begins to tell us that when I cast out evil spirits, they move out as animals. They move out as birds. Now, if I'm told that by my prophet today, and then I go back to Revelation chapter 18, and in Revelation chapter 18, I begin to see that there is a church there which is supposed to be having every hateful bird, I begin to wonder, where are the birds? Where are the unclean spirits? They are in individuals. If you go there, you will see people. But in them, they are just tabernacles, cages for evil spirits. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Let me have a little bit of volume. Let me ask you, my friend. Let me ask you, my sister, my brother. Young as you are, when you see people at face value, you always see people as humans. But inside each human is either a spirit of God or a spirit of the devil. Hello? Praise the Lord. Do we agree that nobody is just moving? You are a house. That's what the scripture says. That you shall be houses in Babylon. Praise the Lord. And if you are a house, what do you possess inside you? What influences what you like inside you? What makes you enjoy certain types of music? It's what's inside you. And yet, brother, if you have accepted the person of Jesus Christ, that ultimate sacrifice, you are supposed to be like Abraham. Keep a stick on top of you to make sure you drive the fowls away. So what are fowls? Touch your neighbor. What are fowls? And tell them, fowls are unclean spirits.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Fowls are unclean spirits.
Right.
Amen. And that church in Revelation chapter 18 is got plenty fowls.
That's right.
But the fowls come to church wearing a trousers. The fowls come to church with some money and go and do this. Praise the Lord. When the fowls come, they'll do Hail Mary. Praise the Lord. But yet these fowls are not just happy being in the Catholic system. They are always wherever the sacrifice is. Which means we might be having some fowls right here, right now. And we need to drive those fowls out of this place.
Amen.
Amen. Believe it or not, but that's what the true fact is. Praise the Lord. Let me have my first quotation.
Amen.
Oh, there's a clicker here. Okay. Right. Brother Branham in discerning. He says, come here, lady. He's discerning people in the prayer line. He says, come here, lady. You believe me to be his prophet. He says, now, here is the pool. Little boy. He identifies a boy. Little boy. Sitting here on the end, you are kindly dressed with a little yellow looking shirt on. You got something wrong with your eye. Isn't that true, son? That come from a kid throwing a trinket. You are standing around a post or something, and a boy throwed a trinket and hit you in the eye and put it out. But that changed. Brother Branham is talking about a little boy. They were playing a game. Then something just went click and it hit the eye. Praise the Lord. So he had a problem in the eye. But Brother Branham says, but that changed. Which means he must have been healed or something. Amen. That changed. Says, you got so you could see. The eye was damaged, but God healed it. Amen. Then it left again. And then Brother Branham turns around and says, you was reading some kind of an old book.
Amen.
Some kind of a little old comic story magazine. Is that right?
Amen.
And it went away from you. This young man had healing in his eye. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he started reading comic books and he lost his healing. How on earth can you lose your healing by just watching a comic book? By just reading a comic book? Now look, this was way back then. It wasn't even watching a cartoon. Because comics are stationary. Cartoons are in motion. Says your eye was hurt. You could have had blindness in that eye. But God healed you. But you started reading comic books. Brought back the sickness.
Amen.
Who would have thought an innocent thing like a comic book can make an eye that was healed have the problem again? And Brother Abraham says, is that right? It went away from you. Now it's blind again. What came in between the healing of this child? Comic.
Amen.
Touch your neighbor and say, call me, because I want you to get everything that I'm trying to say. Amen. What came in between? Comic. Just reading a comic book brought back blindness into an eye. What does that tell you and me, my brother, my sister? That the devil is more serious than you suspect. He's not in your favor. If he can infiltrate, that is why I'm preaching this sermon. We've got to drive the fowls away. Yeah. This young man failed to keep the sacrifice clear. He brought in evil spirits, and the evil spirits brought back blindness. Yeah. And you have another habit of using tobacco, smoking and things. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Stand up and accept Jesus as your Savior. And may God make you yield and well. Watch the pattern of the events.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham deals with the source of the problem.
Mm.
Comics. And then goes on to the next stage. Or now you picked up a habit.
Mm.
Which came first, the habit or the comic?
The comic.
Amen. To those of you who like Spider-Man, It originated from a comic. Now, brothers and sisters, you might like to buy your children presents at Christmas, and then they say, I want a Spider-Man, and they throw a fit, and then you just think it's innocent. My brother, my sister, if somebody's eye got blind by a comic, that's not innocent. Praise the name of the Lord. That's thank God for the prophet. Because now we know that things are not what you see on face value. Praise the name of the Lord. Or let me give you another one to make it two as a witness. Brother Branham says, you fathers, you mothers, are you ready to establish an altar in your house and take the television out?
Amen.
Are you ready to take the deck of cards out of the table? And then he turns around and says, them comic books that your children's reading, preparing their little mind for a blast that the devil is going to give them.
Amen.
What does a comic book do? What does a cartoon do? It prepares your innocent mind to accept the realities of the devil. In other words, cartoons and comics are Sunday school for the devil.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's the devil's preparation to get your soul hooked on habits.
Amen.
That's the devil's preparation to get yourself hooked on nonsense.
Amen.
They come as little things.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when they invent a comic, they make clothes that go with it. They make lunch boxes that go with it. They make everything. They even make duvets that go with the comic. So when your child is sleeping under Spider-Man, guess what? That's where the stubbornness is coming from. They are under the spell of Spider-Man. To you, it's just a cloth, but the devil is more cleverer than you. Thank God for Malachi 4:5, because now we know we have eyes through this message. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, if we were reading the Bible only without quotations, we would never know what the devil is doing in this day. But thank God we have stored up food and they are laid in there. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's getting a little bit warm in here. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to drive the fowls out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you see someone reading a comic, you think it's innocent. You see someone watching a cartoon. And by this time there were comics. And the devil has gone far ahead of us. He's now given us smartphones. You can go on YouTube. You can stay tuned all your life. Brother, we might have got rid of the TVs out of our homes, but our children still have laptops and smartphones and Blackberries and whatever berries. Brother, the devil sneaked in right in there, right under our own roofs. The devil is a liar. Praise the name of the Lord. If the enemy rises like a flood, God raises a standard. And the message of the hour is the standard against the devil. Say amen, somebody. You see, reading a comic brought blindness to the eye of the boy. What about you who says, oh, this message is so hard? Why do they not allow us to go to movies once in a while? Oh, our dad is old-fashioned. Don't you realize we are more in tune with what's happening than what the devil is doing? We now know exactly what's taking place, and yet everything is working out and is appearing like it's normal. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just reading comics, if it can cause blindness, I'm sure if you read a comic, it can cause headaches.
That's right.
Because blindness is a serious spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do we agree, brothers, that the devil prepares for his future? And we've got to prepare our children for the future of the Holy Ghost. I don't believe in preaching to youth that Jesus loves us. This we know. I would rather tell you of what the devil is doing, and you make up your choice which child you want to be on.
Amen.
If you know the reality of Jesus Christ, it can change your life completely.
Amen.
If you know the reality of how the devil operates, it will make you make up your mind. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm glad I'm here tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Watch how the prophet puts these things. Comics. You can easily bypass that quotation without realizing how far more serious it is. And he picked it in discernment that your blindness is caused by comics. How many people can we pick and say, your stubbornness is caused by Bravo? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The TV channel. Amen. They have all sorts of characters. Watch this. If you can read it, let's read it. And many times in dealing with spiritual things, you see them as they move out. Many times in dealing with spiritual things. I believe in people coming to church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because the scripture still says, mine house shall be an house of prayer. This still remains the house of prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Those people that say, no, I'll be on my own and listen to tapes. That's an evil spirit.
Yes.
Trying to get rid, trying to isolate you where you can't help yourself. But God has always ordered people to come to church.
That's right.
You know what happens when you don't come to church? Your demons become familiar spirits.
Amen.
They are familiar with you. They know your routine. They know how you behave. They know that you can't stand long tapes. So even when you have to look for tapes to listen to at home, you will never choose wisdom versus faith because it's 3 hours. You will never choose Christianity versus idolatry because it's 3 hours.
Amen.
You will never choose Christ is revealed in his own. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It's 4 hours. You will never choose spoken word is the original seed. It's 6 hours. You will choose what house will you build for me? 49 minutes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when you say I listen to tapes at home, services are too long. You see, the devil has put you in a fix.
That's right.
Amen.
Touch your neighbor and say, I've got to come out of this fix.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, the moment you announce and you say we are having a youth meeting, parents normally send their children. They say we will have actual service tomorrow. No, the youth meeting is tomorrow. The service is tonight.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How many would prefer that tomorrow I come and say, brothers and sisters, I'm so shattered and worn out. Yesterday, we had a gastronomical jubilee. We are not going to preach. Let's just close with a word of prayer. Then they will say, you should have been last day. You should have been there last night.
Amen.
Amen. Take opportunity of every time the word is preached. You never know when God will visit you. And Brother Branham says, in my dealings with spirits, you see them when they move out. Do I have your attention?
Yes.
Someone was just asking me here not long ago. I was at Calgary, Canada. and a boy came in. They had him in a straight jacket. Praise the Lord. What's the problem there? She's sick. If she listens to the word, she will get healed.
Amen.
We will drive the fowls away. You're not going home. Sit there. You're doing fine. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because it comes with healing in its wings.
That's right.
It's also an animal. It's also a bird. But only it's a dove. And it comes to the lamp. The lamp and the dove. But these ones are foul spirits. They come on wolves and goats.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And watch what Brother Brian says. Colored. And a boy came in. The boy was in a straight jacket. Do you know what a straight jacket is?
Amen.
The ones that they use on psychiatric patients. So that they stop kicking and fussing. So the boy was in a straight jacket. And he came in the back of the room. And he was cursing and carrying on. All of you know what cursing is. You can't be in England, in Ireland, and not know what cursing is. Especially in Ireland, where they invented the words.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So this boy was cursing and carrying on. And I never had such in my life. And the father was trying to hold him. And when he got on the inside, he looked over to me and said, William Branham, you ain't got nothing to do with me. Oh, that father looked up and said, he don't even know his own name. How did you know your name? Now watch what an evil spirit can do to a person. He actually had amnesia with his own name. But all the curse words, the vocabulary was right at his fingertips. Praise the Lord. Says, I was standing off a great distance from him. Oh, how he was cursing me and carrying on. And he said, you ain't got nothing to do with me. And I asked the audience if they would just be reverent. The ushers come to take him out. And then when I'd seen the Holy Spirit move out, the angel of the Lord, I said, now bring him here just a minute. Isn't it strange that someone comes to church just when you start preaching, that's when the devil starts to attack that person.
That's right.
It means today is the day of your salvation, my sister.
Amen.
You've got to stand there and resist the devil. He will flee away.
Amen.
Why didn't he attack you before service?
Amen.
Why did you have to wait until you are seated? Touch your neighbor and say, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
And watch this. Brother Branham, after he knew that the atmosphere was right, he said, bring the child here. And when they came to bring him, he started kicking and frothing and biting in a straight jacket. And they brought him up close. And when the vision had come and told just what it was, the vision had come to tell why that boy was behaving the way he was behaving. What was it that caused it? A sin that had been committed by his father that caused the child to be in that condition. Oh my goodness me. Does that mean that when daddy watches pornography, it can affect the children back home? It was the sin that the father committed that caused the child to forget his name and start cursing. Don't you think more fathers should have been here tonight?
Amen.
So that they watch their conduct. Because you never know what might befall your child because of your mischief. It was the sin that the father committed that caused the child to be in that condition. No wonder my Mr. Gumbura, yes, his child Moses. It was the sin that the father committed that causes that child to be in that state. Praise the Lord. And the father fell down, thank God.
Amen.
The father fell down and repented.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes a father has to put his house in order for the children to be in order as well.
Amen.
The father fell down and repented. And when the evil spirit went away from that boy, thousands times thousands of people in a stampede grounds there that night looked. It looked like a great big spider in a black shadow floating around. An evil spirit has gone out. But what do people see? Great big spider. Something with more legs than one. I can see my brother's facial expression. He's saying, it's the truth. Sometimes people are walking around with great big spiders in their hearts. That's why we have to drive the fowls away. Amen. Amen. No, now I understand when the Bible says there was a church that had every hateful bed and every unclean spirit. Brother, if you could see in the spiritual realm, you walk into a Catholic church, you will just be seeing spiders and birds. It's a more serious horror story. They should write on their door of the Catholic church, no under 18. There's serious horror inside there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now we are here because the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, is here. Where the carcass is, there the eagles are gathered. How many say, let's drive the fowls away.
Amen.
Let's drive the fowls away.
Amen.
From our own congregation, let's drive the fowls away.
Amen.
Let's be like Moses and drive the fowls away.
Amen.
If there be any spiders lurking in our children, let's drive them away.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If there be any spirits that are in the people. So, oh, brother, maybe it was a one-off. Many times you see them in different forms. Here recently, I seen one coming from a woman that looked like a bat with great big hairs hanging under its legs and so forth. Its wings right out and stretch up. They are evil spirits.
Amen.
So when we say come to church, the preaching of the gospel, cast out demons, you don't even realize when you feel light in your spirit, there is a bat that's been cast out of your life.
Amen.
There's a spider that's been cast out of your life.
Amen.
You just take it lightly. My brother, my sister, we are casting out evil spirits.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, you all know that deep down your heart you want to worship God. But there are certain spirits you can't overcome. Come into the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. The fowls can't stay where the Holy Ghost is. That is why it's important for you to come to church all the time.
Amen.
And you boys who like games, consoles, and you are busy with your PlayStation, fiddling with all them games that have been drawn like cartoons and they've been put in 3D. Don't you know those things can make you blind?
Amen.
You are in demonology, and yet it comes as entertainment. Don't be entertained by the devil.
Amen.
Amen. See? Look at this. It says, it looked like a bat with legs. And the prophet says, they are evil spirits. How many want to repeat with me? They are evil spirits. And many times, it's someone looking ever so beautiful on the outside.
Amen.
You can be busy, young boy, lusting for a pretty girl, not knowing that inside is a bat. They look beautiful outside. There could be a young man with a square face that's so handsome, like they come out of a magazine, and a six-pack that they'll be just with their poster showing you the six-pack, not knowing that inside.
Amen.
Inside.
Amen.
Inside.
Amen.
Tara says, oh, the brother is cool. Well, the guy is cool. Sisters, you are the ones that you never find any cool brothers in the message. If you want to be married well, in the message, you only find those that have camel sneeze. If a brother comes and he shows you his six-pack, he says, oh no, I'm not interested in the six-pack. Show me your knees. I will see whether you are a prayer warrior. Show me your knees. Oh my, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. That's the sneer we have. Our girls are being proposed in the world. Because the brothers come with silky hair that's well done up. Waves. there will be waves. And the brother spends a lot of time at the barber shop trying to put a ruler and chiseling the hairstyle with chiseled six-pack. Brother, they might ever be so beautiful on the outside. On the outside, all your classmates can say, ooh, your guy is cool. Ooh, your guy is handsome. On the outside. But inside, there might be a spider that could be going around. Praise the Lord. Every time you see someone with a six-pack, it's compensatory behavior. They are hiding a spider in their soul. Praise the Lord. Like I told you, when Sister Florence fell in love with me, I did have a six-pack. But it disappeared within 2 years of eating puddings. Praise the Lord. Now, if she, all she wanted was a six-pack, where is it now? If she wanted a handsome face, now it's gray hair. Brother George had a box cut like this. Kid in play. Back in the day, he was the talk of the town. But where is it now? He couldn't have it even if he wanted to. I can tell you how many jails have gone on that head. Praise the name of the Lord. But that time, my brother, my sister, inside that jelly head was an animal that had to be cast out through the message. And I'm here to tell you, my brother, my sister, unless you cast out those animals, you will make a message church full of every hateful bed. That's why you find these brothers. Me, I don't like these brothers that come to church with a swagger and they blow out their bottoms and tie their trousers on half mast because they saw it in TV. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Those brothers that when he comes to church, he just wants to find out where the guitar is. And then he gets the guitar. He gets a guitar. He sits there. While others are in prayer, he's busy looking at the real nice sisters. What's with musicians that they don't close their eyes when others are praying?
Amen.
They're not even looking at notes. He's just looking at the cool sisters and those that are crying for their lives with their eyes closed, begging for God's mercy. They'll be just praying to him. As soon as service is over, I'm going to ask for their Facebook account so that I can join myself on Facebook.
Amen.
That's from the pits of hell.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You all know that type, the type of brothers that when they compose a song, they want to go on YouTube and show you that that's me there. Then when you want to show your daddy, the husband, you want to meet the daddy, he goes to a certain church. Now we have brothers with evil spirits in church. And girls with evil spirits to match the brothers. What is it that attracts you to a young boy? And what is it that attracts you to a young girl? Is it their walk with Christ? Or their beds inside? Says, Ami, when I marry you, I'll never be like all the brothers. Brothers are too strict. Me, I'll be cool. How can you be cool with the word? You tell me, how can you be cool with the word? What flavor or remix will you put to a quotation?
Amen.
He says, oh, I want us to repeat this. Repeat this with me. There are evil spirits. And many times, it's someone looking ever so beautiful on the outside.
Amen.
Or let's repeat it. And many times, they look cool. So why do you want to get married to this brother? Just the way he is. He's not like so many brothers. You know, brothers, they like to move around with spoken words. He moves with his iPad.
Amen.
And when he prays, he doesn't pray long or cry. He prays like, you know, like, Lord, you know, I just want to be spot on with what I want.
Amen.
Brother, it looks like a joke, but we are losing our daughters to such animals. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, I know he's a message believer because he comes to church and he holds a guitar.
Amen.
Nonsense.
Amen.
Nonsense. Amen. We know what message believers look like. Amen. We know what message believers smell like. We know how message believers think. Because the Holy Ghost does not behave in another and misbehave in another. Praise the Lord. Ah, this one is quite a lengthy reading. You all know how this sister got her bet. Sister Nelly Sanders. She was already a sister. Hello?
Amen.
You probably heard about her from your pastor. She was already a sister in the message. And she wasn't under any other pastor but William Marion Branham. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And let's read about it because I want to have your attention here. Because I remember my sermon is drive the fowls up. Now you can't drive what you don't know you have. When we say drive the fowls away, you think fowls were only to Abraham. Fowls are evil spirits. Watch this, sister. So I had a little girl here one time. The lady may be sitting here now. Now what if the lady said, don't preach about me? We wouldn't have had this example, would we? The lady was sitting here, right? She may be sitting here now. Says, oh, pastor, you shouldn't call names. Her name was Nelly Sanders. And she was in church that day. One of the first times I ever seen a demon cast out. We lived. Now, let me tell you, my first time when I saw a demon cast out, I was 18 years of age. 18 years of age. How many 18-year-olds do we have in here? 18. How many above 18? Under 20? Yeah. You are above 18. How old? Sorry? 13. You're doing fine. How old? 14. Excellent. 14. 29. 29, 32. Have you ever had any experience with demons? Let me tell you my experience with demons. When I received this message, I used to come from school and play a tape at home every day. Come from school, play a tape, pray, and then fellowship with people later. We had a maid in our home. And every time I'd play a tape, I would hear some strange noises next door. It happened for a few days. It was the spirit in that lady that didn't want the message being played. And I didn't understand because I didn't know nothing about evil spirits. But one day, after listening to this tape, I decided to go in there. And when I went in there, she was rolling like a snake. Rolling like a snake on the ground. I struggled with that demon for about an hour or two. Then eventually I cast it out. And my father had not been born again then. He decided to say, go to your parents. They will sort you out. These are African stuff. People don't know about this. Then I said, let's go to churches. No, let her go. So they let her go. But I saw what an evil spirit can do. And those that I grew up with know. How many remember when evil spirits were casting Gweru? We saw those things. They are a reality. Evil spirits are a reality. We normally think they are from Africa. No, here. Here they are only cleverer and cleaner. But they are all evil spirits. Here they come in the form of Harry Potter. And whatever Potter. Praise the Lord. Let's reason for a minute. If a comic could make a person blind, and if a comic could prepare someone for a blast from the devil, how about reading Harry Potter and then watching his movie and then buying his merchandise? What can that do to you? You see, the devil is still busy. And he comes in innocence. If you walk into your son's bedroom and he's reading Harry Potter, you are so happy that he's polishing up on his English. Not realizing that there is demon transference happening right there. So this sister had been saved. This sister, Nelly Sanders, says, you know, if I can get to a place just about 3 blocks up there beyond the graveyard now, I just became a preacher and I was preaching right here on this corner with a tent meeting. And that little girl was one of the best dancers. She went to high school down here. And now if you're one of the best dancers, it means you will be cool at school. You'll be popular. Because you always have the best styles. Can someone check on that girl that's gone out? We need her in here rather than out there. She's in there. Where is she? I'd rather she comes right here.
Amen.
Bring her here. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a reason why the devil wants to put her at the back. Bring her here. Amen. She will get well here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will not hide. We will not be intimidated by the devil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sit there, sister. I'll be watching you as I preach. So you are okay. You see, the pastor will be watching you. Everyone will be watching me, but I'll be watching you too.
Amen.
Amen. Because I believe sickness is from the devil. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Watch this. Are you okay now? You better? You can drink your water. It's all right. Sit down. You'll be all right. Just keep saying amen to the word and start believing it. You'll be all right. Trust me, you'll be all right.
Amen.
By the end of the service, you'll be ready to give us a testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And watch what Nelly Sanders did. She was the best dancer. She went to high school down there. Those of you who postpone salvation thinking that it will only be when I grow up, when I'm really grown and old. Now, when you are young, is the time to give God your best.
Amen.
Your best strength.
Amen. Right.
Your vitality.
Right.
Your youthfulness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And watch this. And here, there was a chap called Lee Horn. And many of you in town know Lee Horn down here. Runs the pool room in there. So Lee Horn had a pool room where brothers would go and... It was a pool room.
Amen.
So it was a collage of cool people. Lee Horn with a pool room. Sister Nelly, good dancer. It was a combination of classical people. People like Posh and Beckham. Cool. I can tell you this guy couldn't have a pool room without a six-pack. It's not mentioned that he's got a six-pack, but I can imagine him with a six-pack. So they, here, and Lee Horn was the best dancers there was. Not in Jeffersonville. In the country.
Amen.
And he's Catholic himself. So Lee Horn, good dancer, Catholic himself. Which means whatever spirit in him was fulfilling Revelation chapter 18.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whatever animal made him dance, it was fulfilling Revelation chapter 18. And it says, because religion didn't mean nothing to them. So Nelly and them. So she was a great dancer. And he was too. And they had this dance. They had this dance. The black bottom. So dances didn't start having names when you were born. They always had names.
Amen.
The names that they, excuse me parents, but this is what names your dances are being given at school. Amen. Shake the what? I didn't even say what it is, but you're already laughing because you know, isn't it? This one was what? Black bottom. And what are the names of the dentists today? Shake the bottom. Shake the bottom. The black bottom. And Will Smith comes and says, let's get jiggy with it.
Amen.
Hello?
That's right.
Somebody help me here.
Amen.
Have you ever heard Will Smith say, let's get jiggy with it?
Right.
It's the same evil spirit
that
was there in the days of Brother Branham.
Hallelujah.
Only it has put a modern face. That's why you think, why is the message so hard? They were dancing black bottom and jitterbugs. What was the name of the dance? Jitterbugs. When we grew up, Brother George and I, what we used to do? It was running man. Is that right? Running man. Shuffles. Robot. So it's not a strange thing that dances have names today. They have always had names.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why we can't entertain them in church.
Amen.
We've got to drive those fowls away.
Amen.
Because they are evil spirits.
Right.
So when I saw this, I laughed my head off. I said, aha, even in Brother Branham's days, dentists had names. Most children say, ah, daddy, you don't understand. These things that we are seeing, they never happened in your day. Jitterbugs. This is in the 60s. This is before Brother Tony was born. This is before Brother Andrew was born. They had jitterbugs. And all them things. And she was, them two, was the best in the country. Not in Jeffersonville only. Amen. Jeffersonville is a county in Kentucky. So they were the best in the whole of Kentucky. And because it says country, I can imagine in the whole of America. It's up to me. But they were the best in Kentucky at least. One day, she staggered up here one night to the meeting. There, she fell down at the altar. Little Nelly, bless her heart, she just laid there at the altar. She raised up her head and she cried and the tears ran down her cheeks. And she said, Billy, she knew me. She said, I want to be saved so bad. Thank God Nelly Sanders got into church. Thank God, Nelly Sanders was you. Who is Nelly Sanders today?
Amen.
Nelly Sanders said, I want to be saved so bad.
Amen.
Nelly Sanders was desperate for salvation. And watch this. I said, Nelly, you can be saved. Jesus already saved you, girl. You have to accept it on the basis of his word.
Amen.
You know what Christians are? Those that haven't really, really, really got a revelation of what God is all about. They are the saved trying to get lost. That's what Christians are. All you girls, all you young men, you are all saved. Everyone in here is saved. But the reason why you don't feel saved is you haven't accepted it.
Amen.
You haven't accepted the ultimate sacrifice. Hence, you don't see the need to drive the fowls away.
Amen.
But if you accept your salvation today and you get yourself a new occupation which is driving the fowls away, you will see your way to victory.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like repeating this. I don't want this to go over your heads.
Amen.
If today you say, Lord, I accept you. And all you need to do from that point on is to behave like Abraham. Just drive the fowls away.
Amen.
Don't let nothing land on your carcass.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's all there is, sister. To say, okay, Brother Branham is telling Nelly Sanders, you want to be saved? You are saved already. Accept it. Then Nelly says, oh, okay, I accept it. Then, so you mean, I thought I was told I was supposed to fall over and full a goosebump and he extended my back and they call it the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thought I was supposed to be slain in the spirit. No, accept it.
Amen.
Just accept it.
Amen.
Do I have someone that's willing to accept it tonight?
Amen.
Do I have someone that's willing to accept it tonight?
Amen.
Say, Lord, I'm going to accept it tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, if you're willing to accept it, you raise your hand and say, Lord, it's me tonight.
Amen.
I will accept it tonight.
Amen.
I won't let the devil rob me of my day.
Amen.
I will accept my day of visitation tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he says here, And she stayed there and she cried and prayed. And she told God she would never listen to the things of the world again. These days, you can tell God, Lord, I'm going to delete my iPod. You know what children of the message do? The first part of the iPod, they will put gospel music. And then in between the gospel music, they will put their worldly music. And then they will put gospel music at the end. So if you take their iPod for a random inspection, you will be very satisfied that my child has got Trinidad on their iPod. You don't realize that if you move a little further, you will find Chris Brown is also on the iPod. Chris Brown. Neo. Neo, is that right? How do I say it? It's Neo, yes, Neo. Neo. And Lil Wayne. Praise the Lord. So I'm preaching right, huh? Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Francois, you might not know these names, but we know, don't we? So Nelly wanted to be saved. And she promised God that I'm not going to listen to that music again. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you are young and you've got some of this music, don't raise your hand. Your parents might see you. Just promise me in your heart that you're going to delete it. Praise the Lord. Look, as you laugh, you're getting better. Do you notice? Praise the Lord. Amen. And all at once, a lovely, sweet peace come over her soul. Is there someone that says, tonight, I want that lovely, sweet peace to come over my soul? She raised up there, shouting and praising God, glorifying God. From being so ashamed. Remember, none of you here, there is no one here better than Nelly Sanders. Because whatever you are doing, you are not the best in Dublin. But Nelly Sanders was the best in the whole country. Nelly Sanders was a celebrity. Praise the Lord. So you can't hide your demons and say, oh no, I will not embarrass myself. Because none of you is a celebrity. But Nelly Sanders was a celebrity. A real proper celebrity.
Amen.
The best. Which means she had accolades of her dancing ability. She had trophies and shields. She was VIP. Wherever she shopped at Grafton. That's where she went and bought her clothes, Grafton Street. Now, if all of you are buying some cheap shops, you are not better than Nelly Sanders. So don't tell me that, no, it's just a spoken word. No. None of you is better than Nelly Sanders. Not even our own daughter Tara can compare to Nelly Sanders. Nelly Sanders was a champion. You hear that, Brother Paul? He was a champion. She was a serious dancer. And Lee Horn was a serious celebrity. He even had a business pool where people played pool. So if Nelly Sanders can be saved, what about Tara? Can Tara be saved?
Amen.
She can be saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, she is saved.
Amen.
Oh, give the Lord a hand in praise for saving
Amen.
Tara.
Amen.
I'm not picking on her. She's my daughter.
Amen.
She's one of my best friend's daughters, so she's my daughter too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come a long way, isn't it, Brother George?
Amen.
Brother Scotty,
Amen.
That's my boy right there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Uncle Crosby's in the house, you hear? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It says here. And about 6 or 8 months after that, watch how the devil fights people when they are saved. 6 or 8 months after she had felt that peace that passeth all understanding. Is there anyone been baptized of late? Watch how the devil operates. 6 or 7 months after that, she was coming down Spring Street one night. Now, just a young girl, she was just in her teenage, about 18 years old, and she came to me and she said, Hope, that was my wife. You know how Brother Branham tells his story in a winding way? The one that's gone on, she said, I wished I looked like Hope and Irene. Praise the Lord. She said, you know, they never did get out in the world. Said, the world puts a mark on you. Do you realize how the world puts a mark on you? First, it tells you your face is naked without makeup. You actually feel naked going out without makeup.
Hallelujah.
And then when we tell you makeup is from the pits of hell, you say, okay, can't I just cut my eyelashes? Why are you helping God in design?
Amen.
You were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
And when the devil tells you, you need to put on makeup. You know, God made your skin to produce oil. And it's supple. And it's nice. And then you take some mud. Cold foundation. Which is bought in a little bottle. And then smother it on your face. And when you smother it on your face. And then you take some black things. And then you smear them on your eyes. What was the point of washing your face if you're going to put some mud on it?
Amen.
Honestly, sisters, help me out here. What's the point of cleaning your face if you're going to take some mud and put on there as well? And you know how hideous it is. Watch a sister when she repents. Then she takes off the makeup. They normally think, the devil makes you think you've got blemishes. You are covering it by makeup. Why don't you take the foundation and just cover the blemish? But the foundation will cover the whole entire face. That is why people can't even cry at funerals, especially if they have foundation. They just go. Have you ever seen how celebrities cry? They don't want to mess up the foundation. And watch when sweat comes out on top of the foundation. But if you had taken good clean lotion, cleaned your face, it's only when you stay longer in the message, that's when you begin to see, oh, the devil was putting a mark on my face with all them foundations and things. I thought I was looking pretty.
Amen.
Oh, There's a sister in my church. That sister, she accepted the message. She accepted the reality of the word. There is one thing she could never let go. It was foundation and makeup. So she kept at it. She kept cutting a... What are these eyebrows or eyelashes, whichever they are? Eyebrows, yes, 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 yes. Same thing to me. It makes no difference. But one day, Brother Andrew came to preach in our church. And he was preaching about the tabernacles. And he says, you need to know where you are. But how long you spend your time at what furniture? If you spend a lot of time, amen, at the lava, it shows you where you are in your Christian walk. Amen. That was the end of the foundation. That girl, she now, I used to think she's 32. Because of makeup. Amen. It's only now when she started cleaning her face properly, she looks her age. Amen. So indeed, the world puts a mark on you. And let me tell you what happens in the world. Are you okay for me? Are you okay for me to continue like this? Now what happens in the world? You will put foundation on your face and walk into a nightclub. There is some more foundation waiting for you in there, in the form of smoke. That's the person who's shutting you up is smoking. So you know what I'm saying? I just... Because it's the cool thing, isn't it? I just want to go, just kind of, just give me a dance, you know what I'm saying? Then the smokes, the blossom smoke on your foundation mixed with sweat.
Amen.
Amen. And in there, the lights are so dim, nobody even sees the foundation. So what was the point? And then after a while, you go back in your skimpy little clothes, back to the bathroom to put on some more. That guy is asking for dance. He's cute, isn't he? That's how the devil puts a mark on you. He doesn't come and put a literal mark. He gives you a lifestyle that makes you think it's normal. It's not normal. Then you begin, it puts a mark. That's why I bring quotations. So that if there's anyone wearing makeup, don't feel ashamed. It's your day of salvation. God's just simply talking to you, saying, go clean up. God is simply saying, water and soap will just do well. And you know, that little bottle of foundation, that little, the cheap ones cost 30 quid. I don't know how much in euros. Just to put on your... And then after you've cleaned your face, you say, why was I wasting all that money? And then if you go and have your nails done, that is 17 pounds. Those fake nails that they put on you, these days, they really decorate them. They can paint a zebra on your nails. So you're moving around with some doleful animals. Like the scripture I read in Isaiah. So a real zebra. You can't even wash your own clothes. Even your undergarments. Because you got your nails done.
Amen.
Or can I say it as it is?
Amen.
And watch this. The devil puts a mark on you. And Nelly says, I got a rough look. How many appreciate Sister Nelly for accepting
Amen.
Her condition? Amen. Because the first way to salvation is accepting your condition.
Amen.
Says, I got a rough look. How many sisters feel insecure with their facial skin? I'll pray for you tonight for divine healing.
Amen.
I'll pray for you for a perfect skin.
Amen.
Says, Pastor, now you're getting too forward. Amen. Let me tell you where I'll get the scripture from. There was a guy called Naaman. He ended up with face like a baby's skin. So if sisters want, I can have a prayer line tonight just for a clear skin without pimples.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pimples. Leave them. They are just an age, adolescents. They are just showing that there are chemical changes happening in your body. If you wash with soap and water, that acne will drop off.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I had acne. He had acne. Every one of us had it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Says, oh no. Brother Branham went and saw. One day he saw a woman that had put blue on her eyes. Green stuff. And he saw one. He thought she was sick. Says, sister, I pray for the sick. And then he saw a whole lot of them. Says, oh, what an epidemic. So if you've got problem with makeup, I can deal with it today.
Amen.
I can pray for you. You will go with your perfect skin. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And there are some sisters who drink those tablets. The slang for that is kunwam vet, you know, like drinking a white person. You know, those tablets that make you yellowish pale. They bleach your skin. Do you know those tablets? What do they call them? What? Carolite. Thank you for my terminology. When I'm preaching this message next time, I'll remember you. They call Carolite. They put Carolite in those things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If God made you of a dark color,
amen,
He wants to show how beauty can be translated in a dark color.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, why would you want to be different than what God made you? And nowadays, they have these diets, size zero. Size zero. And I can tell you, Nelly Sanders must have been a size zero. You come all the way from Africa, where there is drought and starvation in Ethiopia. You come here and you start a diet. I don't understand how people think, honestly. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So do we agree?
Amen.
The world puts a mark on you.
Amen.
Right. And Nelly Sanders said, I've got a rough
look.
Let's read the next part as I catch my breath. Let's read it. Let's all read it. Said.
Now.
Let's read it loud like we've got voices. That's not Brother Crosby who said that. It's a quotation. Let's read it again. So if you are wearing makeup tonight, God is talking to you. God is really, really in your case. God loves you so much. He sent me with that quotation without knowing you are coming with makeup. Give the Lord a hand in praise for that.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed that you are wearing makeup tonight. Because God has proved to you how much He loves you. Everyone else came with a clean face. Maybe you only came with foundation. And God says, I have a quotation for you. Sit down, you are doing well.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, give the Lord hand in praise for sisters that have makeup.
Amen.
Oh, brother, if I had makeup today, I would rise up and say, thank you, Jesus,
amen,
for talking to me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's how we got converted. We walked into church. And something was said that I knew this man knows nothing about.
That's right.
See, if I had just talked about makeup without showing you that quotation, you would have said, he saw my face and is speaking on me. Is that right?
Yeah.
But God is addressing your situation.
Hallelujah.
God loves you. Touch your neighbor and say, Jesus loves you. And some of these days we take it for granted that it's only women that wear makeup, even boys too. Why would a boy take his ample time to have the barbershop symmetrically make this hairstyle? It's craziness.
That's right.
evil spirits. And watch this. Nelly said, I quit wearing makeup and stuff. But I look so. You would have thought that because she wore makeup, her skin would be better than someone who didn't. Doesn't that make more sense? And watch this. Even my cast of my face, she said, I look rough. Touch your neighbor and say, makeup makes you look rough. And watch her own observation. Sister Nelly Sanders. Watch Sister Nelly Sanders' observation. She said, they look so innocent and tender. Hope and her friend says, they look so innocent and tender. Amen. Come here, my wife. Come here, my wife. Just all right. Come here. Come here, Sister Flo. Thank you. We're preaching to the youth. Ignore the parents. Ignore Sister Shahida there. You talk about this after service. Come here, my sweetheart. Come here, my sweetheart. I just want to show people how cool it is to marry in the message, you know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Amen. This year is my girl, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No makeup. She's been in the message for almost as long as I've been.
Amen.
You all look at her. And she's sweet.
Amen.
She's 35 years old.
Amen.
She's got 3 children.
Amen.
Her firstborn son is a teenager.
Amen.
I married her when she was 19. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
What am I saying? All you boys, you don't have to go look in the world for people that come with rough skins.
Amen.
Stay here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's only when you start going to university and you see them, and then you start wondering, why can't sisters wear trousers? It's an animal inside there that's crying and craving for those things. There's a wholesomeness that comes in being a believer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the world, you look rough because it's makeup plus smoke plus alcohol smell.
Amen.
In the beer hall, in the nightclub. You might go in there with your nice cologne, very expensive. And then when you go into the nightclub, it's a collage of colognes. You hardly hear anything. It's sweat mixed with colognes. It's just a cesspool of sin. And when people get drunk, you go on the dance floor, you leave your glass on the table. Is that right? You go on the dance floor, you come back, you see 3 glasses. You've forgotten which one is yours now. So, well, it doesn't matter. It's all drink anyway. You don't even care which drink you're drinking from. You can take smoke from somebody and just put it on your mouth straight. You never mind, oh, there's saliva. And then when we come to church, we say, let's have communion. That's why you say, no, I want a little tumbler. Ah, hey. Have you ever seen people that smoke reefer? Do you see them wiping that thing? They just pass it on to their neighbor and it goes on. But in church, that's why people choose to be saying after God has cleaned them up. Praise the name. Can I be real?
Amen.
The only way I can help you, Tara, is by being real.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It says here. Said they look innocent and tender. Says,
amen.
Watch Brother Branham's answer. Nelly said, watch what Nelly says. Nelly Sanders says, I wish I had never done that. I said, Nelly, Brother Abraham said, Nelly, let's read that together. Those that have done things that they wish they had never done.
Amen.
Watch this answer. Nelly.
Amen.
Nelly.
Amen.
Nelly.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin.
Amen.
You might have a few regrets. But let me tell you tonight, my sister. Let me tell you tonight, my young brother. It's not too late. The blood of Jesus Christ still cleanses from all. It says, go on, honey, believe it. I want to ask you to raise your hand if you are believing what I'm saying. Do you believe that God is dealing with you today?
Amen.
Defy gravity and say, today,
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Today,
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
God loves me, cares for me,
Amen.
Brought this brother with that quotation for my salvation.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And let me tell you, my brother, it's not easy to select a message to preach to the youth. So if God is dealing with you, I want to persuade you, don't ignore it. And if you think you can regret your past, it's not too late. Brother Branham told Nelly Sanders that it's not too late, honey. And it's not too late for you too as well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I'll skip that. Brother Branham took a friend of his called Wayne. He had a habit of going to take drunkards. And he took his friend Wayne and I'll just start from the stage. I said, Wayne, aren't you ashamed of yourself like that? Wayne was his friend that he went and put on the bed, the drunkard brother. You know that brother Andrew, isn't it? He says, ah, Billy, don't talk to me like that. Wayne was drunk. So when Brother Branham took Wayne, Wayne was drunk, so Brother Branham used to go and pick up drunks to make sure that they don't get mugged, and then he lead them to Christ. So he put Wayne in his room, and he said, Wayne, why aren't you ashamed of you? But Wayne was drunk, he said, Bill, don't talk to me like that, you know. Brother Branham imitated a drunk man speaking. Which means the guy was drunk.
Amen.
So Brother Branham said, hey. Why you do such stuff? Really? You don't understand. Don't talk to me. See, sometimes I drink, you know, you don't know what I go through at night. So you don't judge me. The Bible says don't judge. You're judging me because I drink. It says, Brother Branham imitates a drunk person. You tell a person, don't drink, it's not good for you. They say you are judging me. No. Judgment is telling you are going to hell on Monday. That is judgment. But telling you to stop drinking, it's not judgment. It's an instruction. Stop drinking. Praise the Lord. That's all it is. It's an instruction. And he says, I put my hand over and I said, I'm going to pray for you, Wayne. God bless you. And somebody knocked on the door. Brother Bill. Brother Branham knocks on the pulpit. He says, I opened the door and this young girl standing at the door, she said, oh, can I come in? Now, I'm not suggesting that young boys invite young girls to pray for them in their homes.
Amen.
I said, come in and attend the lights on. And she was crying like that and said, oh, Bill, I'm gone. I said, what's the matter, Nelly? You got a heart attack? She said, no. She said, Brother Bill, I was coming down Spring Street. She said, honest Brother Bill, I didn't mean no harm. Do you realize that most things that people do that lead them to hell come out of things that mean no harm?
Amen.
I was only watching a PlayStation game. I was only watching Call of Duty. Oh, why are you laughing? You've got Call of Duty. With all that cursing in there. Oh my days. We need to cast out some evil spirits out of you young men. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Call of Duty. I'll tell you a little story about Call of Duty. My son is a teenager. And he's quite a techie, very sharp. Quite smart like the mother, not the father. Amen. So he's got a wireless PlayStation game, and he's got a PSP 3, so he linked the PlayStation 2 to the PS, or PS2 to the PlayStation 3. Is that right? PSP is the... So now, my brother bought him the PS3 as a present. So I said, Nash, it's very good. You got your PSP. Why don't you load the message there? We will listen to tapes on that. So we loaded the table. We loaded everything because it's about 320 gigs. So, and the mother puts Brother Tony Reagan and all the internet messages on the PSP. So we thought we had it under control. So we didn't realize that the boy could outsmart us. So what he did, he went and bought his games. And he puts his games there. Then he goes to his bedroom because it's got wireless. And his PSP links to the PSP. So he'll put a game in there. We will not know that there is a game in there. Then he waits for us to go to bed. And then he switches it on while he's in his bedroom. And he begins to play his game on his PSP. So he's playing PlayStation 3, which is downstairs. He's playing it in his bedroom. Meanwhile, we are thinking, everything is what? Okay. Everything is okay. And it went on for a long time. So one day, we had a lot of visitors at our house. So the brothers slept in that little room, the playroom. Brother George, you know my place. They slept in there. Around 2 a.m., the machine just go and went, grr, grr, started on. Says, what's going on here? Nobody's touching this thing. My boy was up now in his room playing his game. He didn't realize now today we caught him. And guess what he was playing? Call of Duty. So now I know there is an evil spirit called Call of Duty. So I called him. I didn't spank him. No. Because I realized these demons are very sophisticated, especially the ones in the first world. Praise the Lord. I called him. I said, you see, son, right now you can't tell me you have a spirit of God in you. Let me tell you what spirit is in you. You have a bat, plus a spider, plus God knows what. And that is why you also wear glasses in there, because it's all to do with what you are watching. He has a problem with his sight. He said, it's because of what you see. So, make up your mind. What will it be? Call of Duty. And look, the very name itself is telling you that the devil is calling you for duty. So every time you are watching it, you must know that the devil has called you to duty. And you need to sing before you watch it. I can hear my Savior calling. Come and play me. Play me on the PlayStation. Play me. Play me. Play me. When you say Savior, say, the devil, my Savior, I'll play the call of duty. I can hear the devil calling where he leads me. I will follow. He leads me to the movie house. I will follow. I'll go buy some more call of duty. I'll go buy some more call of duty. Because every service has got a song service. And people can play that game until they are addicted. They want to hit the mark and supersede. They can actually play online with their friend at home. So ever since, it was my son that knew how to connect the wireless. We're thinking, my wife and I are so happy. Our boy is very clever. Look at him. Look at him. He's connecting things. Don't let the devil use you like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Call of Duty. Prince of Persia. That's one of them, isn't it? Watch even the name. They took it from the Bible. Prince of Persia. You know what the Prince of Persia is? That was the demon that stopped Daniel from breaking through.
Amen.
So do you think they don't know what they are doing? They know what they are doing.
Amen.
It's us message believers who are so ignorant. We think we can just get away with doing those things. So this girl here says, Brother Bill, I was honest, harmless. Said, oh, Brother Bill, I just all in pieces. I said, now quieten down, sis. Tell me all about it. Are there any people here willing to tell their pastor all about it? Some people like to confess that I stole a rope. And the pastor said, oh, sister, if that's all that you've done, sister, don't worry. God will forgive. Days of ignorance, God winged it. And then years later, they'll come and say the rope was tied to a cow. You should have confessed that I stole a cow. Talk with your pastor. That's why he's here. He wants to help you to get saved. Praise the Lord. So, she started talking it over with the pastor. She says, well, I was coming down the street and the red man's hall. Praise the Lord. There are some places that are known for evil. That's where she was passing through. Says, down the street and the red man's hall. And they used to have Sunday night dances there. Aren't you glad this Saturday night you are here? And she said, I had some stuff. I was going home to make a dress. Her motive is correct. Her intention is correct. And she said, I heard that music.
Amen.
And she said, you know, I said, I stopped just a minute. I just wanted to hear what Rihanna's latest is. I heard Lil Wayne has won out these days. I heard Minaj, what's her name? Nicki Minaj has won these days. Is that right? And Nicki Minaj. Sorry, what's that again? Nicki Minaj. Minaj. And tell you that girl grew up out of a Christian home. That name, Nicki Minaj, or Minaj, whatever it is, whatever Naj from hell, praise the name of the Lord, whatever it is. That girl grew up out of ethnic African Americans that had migrated from Barbados to America. Now she's heading the demons there. She's the most awfulest animal I've ever come across. And it says here, I stopped just a minute. You see, all that the devil needs with you is a minute. Just a minute. And said, it kept getting better. She stopped 1 minute, but the beat kept getting. Says, hey, I'm saved, but this is really cool. I wish we could have gospel music like this. You know, it's like a python. Music has this mesmerizing effect. The dances get better. The beat gets better. And you stop for just a minute. Says, kept getting better. So I thought, you know, it won't hurt if I stand right here. And watch what Brother Branham says. There's where she made her first mistake. Stopped for a moment. Now, how many mistakes have we made by stopping for a moment? And if you've made that mistake, it's not too late. The reason why this message is, you are hearing it right now, and the reason why your heart is pounding is because in you is the seed of God, and it's responding to God's word. If your heart wasn't beating, let's be honest. Let's be honest with one another. Why is your heart beating? There's nobody chasing you. It's just the word going forth. Why is your heart beating? It simply shows God is talking to you.
Amen.
God is talking to you. And he knocks at the door. That's why your heart is beating and you can't wait. So say, hey, I knew it was a youth meeting. I thought we were going to have some fun and then play table tennis after the sermon. But today your heart is beating. May I don't do youth meetings like that. Because the devil is not doing youth meetings like that. The devil only wants 1 minute with you and you are gone. See, that's the worst mistake that message believers do. They want to water down the gospel for youth while the devil is giving them a concentrate. And watch this. She just listened. Well, I'm going to think, said, oh Lord, you know I love you though. Let's repeat this. Oh Lord, you know I love you though.
Amen.
How many people have gotten into sin after that short prayer? That's a prayer. I'm listening, but Lord, you know I love you. How many have prayed before sinning? There you are. Oh Lord, I love you though. Said, you know I love you, Lord. But I can sure remember the time when Lee and I used to win all the cups and so forth. Do you see what I mean? Many times, brothers actually pray before they commit sins. It's not strange. It's right there in the word. There it is. Nearly prayed. Lord, you know my heart. Let's be honest. Don't raise your hand. Let's be honest, but don't raise your hand. How many have ever prayed that prayer, Lord, you know my heart, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway? That's what it is there. It says here, she started remembering all the cups that they used to win, all the Oscar awards, the Grammy awards, the People's Awards, the BAFTA Awards, the MTV Base Awards. And they come, the best newcomer, Amy Winehouse. I'd like to thank God, my mother and my father, for allowing me to compile this album, and the director, and the music director. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And the fans, like, including message believers. Because they say, because I'd like to thank God. Do you know which God they are thanking?
Right.
Just because, says, you know, no, they're a Christian. There are some people who believe Michael Jackson went to heaven. Honestly. You know, he was kind. He wrote the Lord. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a better world. So let's start giving. That was an abomination from the pits of hell. You know what verse he says in there? Yeah. As God has shown us by turning stones to bread. When did God turn stones to bread? There is no scripture where God ever turned stones to bread. But he's saying, but people applaud, says, it's a Christian song. Just when you hear the word God, you think it's Christian. God is an object of worship. Do you think those that worship the devil don't call him God? They call him God. Now some people are so naive to think, no, the God I'm talking about is the one with the capital G. Do you think when they put their God, they put a small letter G? That's where she made a mistake. Said, my, I remember that old music used to attract me. It don't now. Oh. You think it don't? It's like you just want to check out what your friends are doing. What's the latest game? I used to beat them in this game. I just want to check it out. Is that how people get into sin? Says he. It's already got you there. See, the music caught your attention. So don't lie that it's not affecting you. It caught your attention. You heard it. And you started tapping your leg. So it caught your attention. Says he. How many ever know Nelly Sanders? I guess a whole lot of you did. Yeah, sure. You know. She said, well, do you know what? Said. Maybe if I walk up on the step up there, said, maybe I'll be able to testify to some of them. Watch Nelly Sanders' reasoning. Says, well, the Bible says, do not be equally yoked with the fornicators in church, but those ones out there, we need to go for them. I'll go and bring them to the Lord. She went thinking scriptures. Paul said, I'm all things to all men in order to win them to Christ. If you know you are weak towards a certain boyfriend and you want to testify to him so that he can marry you in church, that's what sisters now do. They see a handsome young man, they says, right, if you want to marry me, come to our church. But when we come to our church, we will lie low. We will lie low. When we are at church, we don't talk. Praise the Lord. Then when you are baptized, then we give it about 3 months to a year. And then you go to the deacons. Until the young man has got everything written down by the sister. Says, then you go to the deacons. And when you go to the deacons, you say, I've been praying. And God has led me. And then the deacons, you say, okay, give us 2 weeks. And then you'll be patient those 2 weeks. They will come to me and say, sister, there's someone who wants to marry you. And then I'll say, give me 2 weeks. So it will be 4 weeks in total. you think these children are silly? That's why we are saying, let's drive the fowls away.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They know how to scheme these things. And then when they do that, sure enough, it happened in a certain church in England there. A young man came. He was told to lie low in church by the sister. The sister was born in the message. So the young man was lying low in church. But one day the gospel came. He decided to come clean to repent. He just stood up in church and says, hold on everyone, I'm a hypocrite. I came here by sister so and so. We had a pact. That sister is evil.
Amen.
So don't be telling this testimony everywhere. You might talk about it to the sister. It's for here only. Because I'm not going to tell you which sister it is. So you might find yourself talking about it to the actual person. Praise the Lord. That's the mistake Nelly Sanders did. You see? Says, I'll go and testify to them. If you want to testify to someone, go to a brother that can do the job. And don't go on your own. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Watch what the prophet says. If you want to go and testify in a movie house, you are right on the devil's ground.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Stay out of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then he says, you know, before she knew it, she walked up to the top of the steps and stood there a few minutes. And the first thing you know, she was in some boy's arms out on the floor. They are now dancing now. Sister Nelly wanted to testify. She was in the boy's arm now being testified to. She went in to testify. But now she's the one receiving the gospel from the pits of hell. You go in saying, I'm going to convert. She's now being converted. Says here, Then she came to herself and she was standing there crying and going on. Oh, I'm lost now for good. Now, I want you to notice one thing here. The blessing of this story is that Sister Nelly Sanders had had an original and good Christian experience before that. If she had not had an encounter before that, she was on a slippery slope. So that's why it's important for you to cherish your encounter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thought, well, now, that's too much about the Bible. I didn't know too much about, but I believe Jesus Christ. I said, in my name, they shall cast out devils. This is Brother Abraham. And Wayne had just gone sobered up a little bit and getting there and watching it. See, so I said, now, Brother Branham knew that if the sister was in the arms of a boy and she was dancing, now watch this. There was no sexual encounter there. It was just dancing and in the boy, in the arms of the boy. But an evil spirit managed to sneak in. Now, if evil spirits can sneak in just by dancing and being in the arms of a boy, how much more are evil spirits in the Catholic Church since they allow dancing? And he says here, and I'm telling you now, this, Brother Bam says, now devil, I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you now, this is my sister. And I'm also wanting to repeat the same things. Amen. Devil, I don't know who you are, and I don't know in whose life you are, but right now, I'm casting you out in Jesus' name. Amen. Says, you ain't got no business holding her. She didn't mean to do that. How many say, I'm in a situation I didn't mean to get myself into? Amen. I'll ask you to raise your hand right now. How many say, I'm in a situation I didn't mean to get myself into? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Says, but you are going to have to come out. You hear me? And so help me God. Brother Bram says, it's the truth. Then the screen doors begin opening and shutting. Going plumped, 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 ka-plump, plump. I thought, hey, Bill, look here, look there. And I said, yeah, what is it? And I didn't know. I said, neither do I. And the door went plumped, 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 plumped. And that's the what's the matter? That's what the matter. And I looked again like that. And I said, leave her, Satan. Sometimes the devil doesn't come plumped, plumped in our churches. He quickly sneaks out nicely and quietly and finds his way out the door. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. He tries to disturb you from listening to the word. By the time, why do you feel sick when you get into church? That's a devil coming out. Amen. You should sing to your way to victory. Amen. Go plumpty, plumpt, plumpty, plump. He's just trying to disturb you. Right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I said, that devil, when it came out, it looked like a great big bat about this long, rose up from behind her. Remember the other young man who was cursing? It was a spider. This one, it's a bat. The spirit of epilepsy is a tortoise. Cancer, it's a crab. That's why you have to drive the fowls away from your sacrifice. You have to stay in Christ. Praise the Lord. What was it? A devil went out of her. What happened? She stopped for a moment. That's all. Don't stop for a moment. Don't stop for a moment. Don't try and find out how far the world has gone. Don't stop at all. God sinks his word in your heart. Just take that sword and start chopping and cutting. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't got time to wait for nothing else. Amen. You hear that, Brother Paul? Just take the sword and start chopping. I just crossed over. I haven't got time to settle down. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see that? Nelly Sanders stood for a minute. Amen. Got herself a bet. That young man who was cursing was because of the father's naughtiness. I could bring you quotation after quotation because I don't have the ability to discern what spirit is moving out. But the word descends it as we preach it. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, my brother, my sister, if you can open your heart today, young boy, young girl, this day can make a difference in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to watch this in the message countdown. Brother Branham is just explaining, said, my point is this, when scientific things have been able to achieve, they were at the world fair. Touch your neighbor and say, Brother Branham was at the world fair. Or tell them with conviction, Brother Branham was at the world fair. I'm preparing to show you something that will freak you out. They were at a world fair, showing by scientific research what science has been able to achieve in the natural things. We are here showing by spiritual research what God has been able to achieve with people who believe His word. Now, to achieve scientific things, you must work in scientific lines. What does Brother Branham mean? If you work in a lab, you start by washing your hands. You don't want to contaminate things in there. If you want to be a Christian, you've got to make sure that your sacrifice is kept clean. Are you hearing me, church? And watch this. Says to achieve spiritual things, you've got to work in spiritual lines. Now, you think that rat looked horrible? Everybody shout rat. Rat. Brother Bram says, you think that rat looked horrible? Says, which it did. You should have seen it. Let's read the next part together. Wish I had a picture of it. Brother Branham saw some rats. And what did he wish for? He wished he had a picture of the rat. Touch your neighbor and say, Brother Branham wished he had a picture of a rat. But they couldn't let you have it. So they denied giving Brother Branham the picture. Brother Branham didn't have an iPhone. He could have just gone. There were no camera phones then. Because the rat just lived a few more hours. Some of them don't even live the 7 days out. But think of it. The rat had cancer. They smoked into the rat and it had cancer. And the rat just survived 7 hours. And Brother Branham says, you think it would live for many days? Says, think of it. And Brother Branham says, you think that looked cankered? You ought to see. I want your attention again. Let's read this. You ought to see what a soul looks that's turned down the gospel. You ought to look what a hideous looking thing they are. How a devil gets a hold of a man and can pervert a son of God into a hideous looking thing. Like he is in the eyes of. Oh, he might be 6 foot tall. Shoulders like I don't know what. And Kelly, hey, and what? That don't mean nothing. It's the inside of the man that's lasting. The outside is dust anyhow. Amen. Says, oh, but he's got a six-pack. He's huge. He's athletic. Remember the other time he says, some of these people that look beautiful, they have evil spirits. Now he's back to a six-footer. Tall, dark, and handsome with a six-pack. Tall, dark, and handsome. Says, oh, with curly hair. Fast forward 10 years later, the curly hair would disappear. That's how the soul of a backslidden man looks like. That's a rat with cancer. All that bulge is cancer. So Brother Branham wanted to take the picture to go and show his youth, single brothers and sisters. He says, look at this sister. This is how the soul of a backslidden man looks like. Look at this sister. Look at this. Look at this young boy. This is how the soul of a girl without the Holy Ghost looks like. It's like a rat with cancer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why we have to keep our sacrifice clean.
Amen.
We shouldn't tolerate and entertain the devil. Our souls are being corrupted. And a rat and a bat are more like the same animals. And Brother Branham, when he saw that, because he had the ability to see in that dimension. So when you know a backslidden brother, don't give up on them. Bring them to church for spiritual chemotherapy.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring them back for spiritual chemotherapy.
Right.
So if you see yourself lusting for a girl in the world, and she says, I don't quite believe in this stuff about God. You are lusting after someone with a cancer rat on the soul.
Amen.
So when we read these things in the Bible, that there was animals and things, we just think, oh, well, it's they are put there to fill the pages of the Bible. There. Here's another rat. You see all that part? It's a cancer. The rat got it in 7 days. You might be a person that's saying, Lord, help me.
Amen.
The word is, that when the Bible says, is there no balm in Gilead?
Amen.
It's for the inside cancer.
That's right.
As you start coming to church, God starts healing your wounds. As Nelly Sanders had a bet. Thank God the prophet was nearby.
Amen.
And you're lucky to be here tonight. That demon can be cast out.
Amen.
Because cancer is a demon.
Amen.
Just by rejecting God's word.
Amen.
You get yourself that hideous looking thing. Watch that thing. That growth. It's almost taken the third of the body of the animal. All those guys that are dancing, all those celebrities, they have these hideous looking things on their souls. I wonder where Whitney Houston is going and what was on her soul. I just wonder. I'm just thinking as a human being. But you are privileged. The prophet brought that quotation to show you how a soul of a person that's stubborn, mean, rejecting God's word, a law unto themselves, leave me alone. It's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. I'm 18. I'm a teenager. I'll report you to social services. You hideous looking thing, repent today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, The only animal that's supposed to be on your heart is the one that John saw descending on the Lord Jesus Christ like a dove. And in order to attract the dove, you must have a lamb's nature. Oh, I would like to applaud you for coming tonight. Give the Lord a hand in praise. Just for coming tonight. Just for coming tonight. Hallelujah to you.
Amen.
But coming alone does not do you any good. I would like to applaud you for accepting to endure the sermon. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The question now, we go to the next stage. Do you want to remain with a hideous looking thing on your heart when there is balm in Gilead, as you keep holding on to that little girlfriend of yours you were texting? That, you know, you see me, I go to church. So some of these things, you know, I've got to play it carefully. My parents are religious. Or I am religious. Remember that boy who was cursing? He had spiders. Nelly Sanders. A bet. Now, if you are a dancer, you dance to Kylie Minaj. What's name? Nicki Minaj. Rihanna. Help us with some names here. Chris Brown. Yeah, Chris Brown. And all those animals. That's what's on their soul. And that's why most of them die with suicide. The pain in their soul is that hideous looking creature. They have an inside cancer. And some of you think, how could they die with all those millions? Money doesn't satisfy an unsaved soul. The only thing that satisfies is the new birth. And thank God, Nelly Sanders had an encounter before. And she was wise enough. Straight from that room, she ran to the prophet for help. What about if you say, oh, well, I'm in England. We always have this. Sometimes Brother Andrew, you know, sometimes he comes and teaches and sometimes he invites some visiting ministers and we have youth meetings, you know, that sort of thing, you know. You miss God in simplicity. We are not playing. We are simply saying, brothers and sisters, let's drive the fowls away. If you see yourself with a habit, that habit started somewhere. It probably needs, like what Brother Bram says, don't never let any negative thought ever pass through. Remember, we're talking about birds, animals, doleful birds, satires. Satires are goats with ears. Don't ever let an animal pass through. Don't let it anchor. When the thought crossed into Nelly Sanders about going in there, she should have said, Satan, I'm going to make my dress. But she made it anchor. Started thinking about it. Says, yeah, I'll go in and testify. You can't help it from going through your mind. There are certain things you can't help from thinking. That's right. But don't let it stop. That's the problem people do. They get on a wild journey in their mind. And then they wind up in some boy's arms. And then it starts as a hug. And then the boy says, I'll only just kiss you. Nothing more. Just kiss you once. Hello? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, you parents are the ones that stop us from preaching the gospel because you don't want us to say these things. She says, oh, no. It's now getting too explicit. Let's say it. We are casting out evil spirits.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She says, oh, no. No, just, you know, and then embrace and then goes on. And says, just once. Let me tell you, we were once teenager. That's what we repented from. Many girls have gotten pregnant because of being told, once you never get pregnant. Once you never get pregnant. That's a lie from the pits of hell.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't never let the devil stop you on your tracks. As I'm going through, it's going through your mind. Don't let it stop. Brother Abraham gives an example. Says, like the old farmer. Says, I can't stop the birds from flying over my place. But I have a double barrel shotgun. And I can sure keep them from roosting.
Amen.
How many say, today I'll get myself a double barrel shotgun?
Amen. Amen.
The devil wants to come on my head, I go, boom. The devil wants to come, I go, boom. I've got a double barrel shotgun. And that's the Old Testament.
Amen.
And the, how do you use your bullets? You're walking in town and you start, especially summer. You know how you notice how lustful a young man is. They will see someone coming there with a low neckline. They will start from there. And then they'll take them halfway. And then they leave them there. And then while they are there, they pick up another one to go with as they are going around town. But if you have a double barrel shotgun, what do? You use a scripture. Boom! Flee youthful lust. Bow. Redeem the time. Bow. You are using bullets.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But if you are just lazy, says, "Ah, Lord, you know my heart." Nelly Sanders also prayed that prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many say, "Lord, I have heard what you have said.
Amen.
I will consider it deeply.
Amen.
I will consider it deeply.
Amen.
And I will pray. I want to have an altar call." Because the Bible says, praise the Lord, the Lord does not send his word and let it go back void. Praise the Lord. At another quotation, Brother Branham had this boy who watched a true movie called The Holocaust. From that day, they started having nightmares. Brother Branham had to cast out the spirit. It was like a buffalo. The only animal I want in me is the dove.
Amen.
And there is only one thing that attracts the dove. It's the lamb. How many say, "I want the lamp and the dove in my heart"?
Amen.
I want the lamp and the dove in my heart. And I want to ask you tonight and say, "Lord, I will not waste my time coming to church and hearing this and go back home the same. You have a purpose for my life." If God has touched something in your life, that's the assurance that he loves you. If he didn't love you, if you were far gone, he would never have addressed your situation. I want to ask you, friends, as I invite our brother George to lead us into a few songs.
Praise the Lord. I want to ask you, my friend, what animal is in you? What spirit is in you? Be honest to yourself. Some of you say, "Well, I'll get saved later on in life." Do you not know that graveyards have people of your age group as well? Where will you spend eternity? What spirit are you harboring? If Nelly Sanders could get a bat by one dance, how many times have you played Call of Duty? How many times have you watched MTV bass and their dances with their names? Maybe you didn't realize that even dances back then had names like Jitterbugs and Black Bottom. And then you're here, you're saying, "It's just Shake the Bottom." That's what it is. Friends, it's a spirit from the pits of hell.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. Let's close our eyes. I sincerely ask you, let's close our eyes. There was a person when Brother Branham was having an altar call, he said, "Let's close our eyes." He said, "Let me open my eyes to see exactly what's happening." And Brother Branham wanted to cast out a spirit of epilepsy. And that lady, the man was quite stubborn. He didn't realize that spirits were being cast out. Thank God Brother Branham could visibly see the spirits, because he had that wiring to get into that dimension. I don't. And I don't have to, as long as I believe this message. If someone got an evil spirit by dancing and being with boys, I'm sure people are still getting the same spirits by doing the same things. And you can only be delivered tonight if you start by accepting your fate. Saying, "Lord, it's me." I'm thankful that all of you have your eyes closed.
Amen.
Because I want to make an honest and realistic prayer line, prayer altar call. Brother Branham says, when you raise your hand, the devil wants you to keep that hand down. The first sign of defying him is raising your hand. When you raise your hand, you are accepting a finished work at Calvary. How many would like to accept what Christ has done for them? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. How many would like to say, like Abraham, I don't want no fowl to land on the sacrifice. I want to cast out every evil spirit. Resist the devil, and he will flee away. How many says, Lord, I was ignorant that even makeup puts a mark on you. I was ignorant that them beautiful people I lust after have evil spirits. Those of you who've seen the news, you saw how Whitney Houston was a beautiful young lady and how the devil put a mark on her and she died a hideous looking drug addict. That didn't happen overnight. Someday, somewhere, God gave her a chance, because God will always give someone a chance. As I invite Brother Andrew to lead us into prayer, I want to ask you one more time, if you want to raise your hand as we sing, burn on, you sing it from the depth of your heart and say, burn on till all my dross is burnt away.
Burn on.
Let that song take meaning in your heart.
Burn on,
my Lord,
fire.
Prepare me for that.
wise person takes the word seriously. The Bible says, rebuke a fool, he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, he will love you. You might have known these quotations, but God thought to remind you again today. Even the misconduct of a father brought an evil spirit on a son. None of us are immune from these things. Why don't we consecrate ourselves again and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right kind of spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence.
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
That's the prayer that Nelly Sanders had. Because 8 months prior to that, she had had a genuine experience. But in between her walk, she stopped when she was not supposed to stop. And an evil spirit entered her. You might have been a Christian, and you might have stopped when you were not supposed to stop. Maybe you just stopped to watch a sitcom. Maybe you just stopped for some other thing. You stopped for a PlayStation game. Those things have been designed by the devil to usher in evil spirits in the lives of people. Comics prepare you for a blast. How many would like to drive away the fowls of their life? Hum it within your heart. If you've come in for the first time, God loves you. If the message has been directly on your doorstep, it's not a sign of disapproval. It hasn't come to judge you. It has come to redeem you. I wonder if we can take this more reverently and consider and ponder on our path, the things that we take for granted and we think, oh well, it's innocent. I want to ask you, is it really innocent? Are you sure, my brother? Are you sure, my sister? Okay. The devil might have given a mark upon your life. But the blood is still able to cleanse you. A year down the line, you'd have been restored to your rightful mind. As I invite your pastor to lead us into prayer, think about your life. Pray for someone, pray for yourself. Don't despise the Holy Spirit. If you regret your past, well, it can be undone. But you can change your future right now.
Let's sing that song once more, saints. If anybody desires prayer, I think it's a good evening this evening. Sometimes to come and speak to someone and pray together with them. Especially those people that have a resistance inside of them towards the word. Like we said last time, it's a darkness. Expose the darkness. We'd ask Brother Crosby if he wouldn't mind. Anybody who desires prayer, let's worship. We'll all come to a time of prayer. And if anybody would desire prayer in the front to be prayed over for certain things, please come. Get help by the grace of God, and the brother will pray with you as we unite together. Let's worship. Let's sing one song and enter to a time of prayer.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven, it's waiting for you, because of what you decided. That was the prophecy the angel to the great messenger. That is what will produce the great victory. The love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, this path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
but His Holy Spirit
will lead us into perfect life. There is not much time remaining,
not much time remaining
to walk in this path. Ready, hear the chariots.
We can hear the chariots
of our beloved one coming to meet us.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps.
end of time. Divine love will live in me. Oh, I desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Oh, Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, you are my healer. By your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You are with me, Lord. You supply all my needs. You are more than enough. More than enough. You are more than enough for me.
Since let's come to a time of putting ourselves before the Lord now. You know, the Lord has spoken to you. He's spoken to me. Let's commit ourselves even now. And let's pray for the people that need the grace of God, maybe more than you. Whatever your need would be, let's enter in time of prayer. Let's come before the Lord, thanking Him for His word, thanking Him for His goodness, thanking Him for His grace, and just praying that His Spirit would continue to move and to work at this time. Let's all pray. Since let's sing one song as we come to close. Let's sing that song, Jesus Breaks Every Fetter. And I really, really pray that is your testimony tonight. And as we're closing the song and closing a word of prayer, if the devil's hidden in your life up to now, I pray that even as we'd sing this song, that the power of God's grace, even in this song, will visit that part of darkness where the enemy is still hiding in the lives of people before we close. Don't go from this place with the resistance inside of yourself. Don't go from this place hiding darkness in your life or having secret alliances with the enemy. He doesn't have any good thoughts towards you. He wants to get a hold of you when you're young. He wants to spoil your life. As Brother Bogdan preached that time when he came, he wants to spoil you before God can use you for His glory. Don't let it be like that. Let the sweet voice of the dove, the Holy Ghost, speak deep down inside of your soul as we close with this song. And may the Holy Ghost go right down between the bone and the marrow, between the soul and the spirit, and just speak once again to those souls that haven't submitted themselves and given themselves over to the power of truth upon this night.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks. Now, only Jesus brings everything. Jesus breaks. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, He sets me free. I will never doubt my Savior. 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 For He says, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus, oh, He breaks every fetter. And He sets me free.
Since it's power. I just want to give one more opportunity, every eye closed, every head bowed, one more opportunity for us to unite together in prayer this evening. You may say, what difference does a prayer make? No, a prayer can be the difference between life and death. The simple prayer of faith, when God is in that prayer, it can bring you out of a lion's den. It can calm a storm. It can meet your needs. A simple prayer. But you've got to unite yourself together with that prayer. You might not have strength tonight to pray for yourself. But maybe there's a desire inside of your soul that you know that everything that has been said tonight is nothing but the truth. Amen. And you know that it's the truth. Amen. Maybe there's a resistance in you. There's a fighting. There's a wrestling inside of your soul with that truth. But the genuineness that God has put inside of your soul desires to express itself. And there's something inside of you saying, I want to live that kind of a life. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want darkness in my life. I don't want this kind of an influence on my children anymore. I don't want to be influenced by my peer group like us anymore. I want to be a genuine article. Now, don't listen to the negative voices. Don't listen to the reasoning of the devil. Don't listen to the fowls that would come upon your sacrifice. Don't listen to those other voices. Listen to one voice, and that's the voice of the dove. And He's spoken very clearly tonight. And He's shown us that He desires to deliver us from darkness, that we've got our part to play. We can't stay in an alliance with the enemy. We've got to renounce him in order for the Lord to do His work. And I'm just asking if there's anybody here tonight, may God bless the people that have put their hands up already. If there's anybody here tonight that wants to unite together in prayer as we close, to say, I desire a change. I don't have strength in myself. I don't have the power to live the way that I desire to live. But I desire it. And may Jesus look on my desire. And may that be the beginning point of something. That from just looking at my desire, may He now minister to my desire. May He strengthen that desire. May that strengthened desire cast out the darkness. If that's your desire, let's raise our hand to the Lord. And let's say, Jesus, You help me. I can't do it myself. It's not in the realms of mortality to overcome spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. It's not in man to overcome demon powers and evil forces. It needs a more powerful spirit to overcome. Hallelujah. That spirit. And Jesus is the mighty conqueror. He is the one that has conquered death, hell, and the grave. And friends, your victory was purchased for you at Calvary. And all you've got to do today, if all you can do is just raise your hand, that can bring the victory. Just raise your hand to the mighty conqueror and say, Jesus, I just want You to fully set me free. I want to see a manifestation of what You've promised inside of my life. And I believe that God will be faithful every time to His promise if He sees the sincerity inside of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Father, every one of Your children upon this night who's raised their hands, Father, how we do thank You, Lord, that they have defied gravity at this time. That, Father, though the devil in many lives would be speaking even now, and Father, many would be holding, many demon powers and evil forces would hold people back and would be oppressing the souls of certain people. Father, I do thank you for the people that have heard the Jubilee trumpet upon this day. And I just ask and pray, Jesus, that the truth would indeed set them free. Father, every person that's here tonight that doesn't have the power to live the life that they would desire to live, Jesus, it's not in us that we can impart anything to any person. It's in you. And we, Father, would unite our faith together as your children to ask and pray that your grace would minister to that every situation, Lord. Father, let the dove even now go right down. Father, down to the extreme, Father, corners of the souls of your people as we leave this place. Father, to shine the light inside of that darkness. And Father, let that darkness flee. But Father, how we know that the darkness will always resist the light. How the darkness doesn't desire light to expose it, Lord. But thank you, Father, that you've exposed so much darkness upon this night. Father, these works and these strategies and these wiles of the enemy. Father, Lord, let your word that has gone forth, Father, may you water it as you go from this place. May it bring forth, Father, the fruits for which you sent it. And Jesus will give to you the praise and the honor and the glory. Please, Father, bring the power of deliverance to every soul at this time. Father, every demon power, every evil force, every wickedness, every spirit of subtlety, every spirit of seduction, Lord, every spirit of hypocrisy, Lord, every lying spirit, Father, those slippery spirits that come from hell, that want to sneak in this way and that, Lord, Father, may your light expose them for what they are. And Father, may we not try to put other names to sin, but let sin be sin upon this night. And Father, if we are partakers of sin, if we've allowed that darkness to come in by waiting a moment as our sister Nelly did, Lord, may we be like her. May we quickly ask for help. May we seek, Lord Jesus, help while help might be found. Before that spirit takes us to places that we never expected it to take us to. Father, may we confess what we've done. And may the power of your grace set every soul and every heart free. Father, for every one of these young people that's come tonight, I pray your blessing upon them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they've taken their time out, Lord, to come to hear your gospel on a night like this. Father, when the nightclubs are full of young people upon this night, Father, there's drunkenness out there, there's all manner of things. Father, to find young people that will come and sit, Lord, under the voice of the gospel. Father, may you bless them for that, Lord. May you bless them with the richest blessings of heaven. May your grace overshadow them, Lord. Father, may your blood, Father, be a perfect atonement at this time. For every sin, Lord Jesus, that has been committed to be our desire. Father, may you wash them, Lord, in the waters of your word. And wash them, Lord, in the sin-cleansing flood of your precious blood even at this time. And Father, as your children, we unite together against every demon power that would work in the lives of our children, that would work in the lives, Lord, of our youth. Father, as your sons and your daughters, we say no, and no more to the working of these things, Lord. Father, let the enemy be put to flight at this time, we pray. Father, let every work of darkness be exposed. Let it come to light, Lord. Father, let that which has been spoken in secret be proclaimed on the housetop. May you go and uncover whatever needs to be uncovered. Do the work, you know, the way that it needs to be done to bring the power of deliverance and the power of grace to every soul that is under the voice of the gospel. The voice of Christ upon this night is our desire. And our brother that's brought us the message so faithfully this night, what a wonderful word that it was to us, Lord. And Father, all that we can say is amen to that word. Father, as our good sister Hattie said, that's nothing but the truth. Father, everything that was said was just the truth. Whether it cuts us, whether it steps on our toes, whether it comes and visits us at our address, it doesn't matter. Father, it's nothing but the truth. And if we can accept it as the truth, Father, that truth will always set us free. So Father, may we go from this place with your blessing, we ask and pray. Father, let, Lord, thine unction, Father, continue to deal with the souls of your people. Even upon this night, Father, when the minister's voice is still. Father, when our young people go home. And Father, when they get into bed tonight and in the stillness of things in the morning. Father, may the voice of the Holy Ghost speak to them, we pray. May the voice of your grace, may the voice of the blood. Father, go and speak to them where they are. May you go and minister to the particular situations that they're in. Father, may the voice of your grace be their portion, is our desire. And Father, to them that are hardening themselves, to them that have been hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, Father, I would pray that you wouldn't give them rest night or day in that condition of sin. Let them have no rest inside of their souls. Let them, Father, toss on their beds at night. Let them have no peace in their studies. Let them have no success in their business. Let them have no prosperity in this life until that darkness comes out of them, is our desire. Father, you the good shepherd, you do what is necessary for you to do to bring those sheep that have gone astray back into the fold, is our desire. And we'll just raise our hands to thee and say, thou art the one who knows and does all things well. And Father, we'll consecrate and commit it into your hands. Father, bring our brother back tomorrow with a fresh unction upon him. And may you minister to our needs tomorrow, we'd pray. And Father, may you bring the rest of the people, Father, that haven't managed to be here tonight. Bring us together under this roof would be our desire. And may you lead us into heavenly places in Christ Jesus and minister to our needs. And Father, even Brother Crosby's congregation, bless them as they meet tomorrow. May you be with each officer in the post of duty. May you be with the musicians, the song leader. Be with each brother and each sister, Lord. Father, give our brother, give our sister good rest this night. Give us traveling mercies now as we go. Father, this has been time well spent. And Father, we thank you for such times as this. Father, may you continue on, we pray, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless, saints. Meet you tomorrow. Saints, let's be on time tomorrow. Please, I'd really say that. Let's respect the house of the Lord. Let's respect the quiet time. Let's come and prepare ourselves before the Lord. 10:30 tomorrow. And may the Lord bless everybody. God bless you.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory.